Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "There is no excuse for hurting millions of Americans over a policy difference. Federal workers are about to miss a paycheck. Some families can't get a mortgage to buy a new home. These are just some of the many things the border wall Trump wants is doing to our government and economy. Furthermore, the decrease in our economy will continue if the wall is supported and funded, leading to the main issues it will cause, like tax increase, natural environmental damage, and increased prices on imports from Mexico. Taxes are the most impactful in the U.S. because they take so much from many Americans' yearly paycheck." During the first arguments of the wall, Trump said that Mexico would pay for the wall, but after arguments and discussions with the president of Mexico, they have made it clear that they will not pay for the wall, leading to Trump looking at increasing taxes to 20% in order to fund the very costly wall. This could hurt the economy because many people who don't have well-paying jobs could end up in debt and lead to the economy decreasing in supply and demand. If the people don't have money to pay for food and supplies, then companies have to decrease prices, which leads to problems because if tax is so high, the imports have to be higher priced in order for companies to gain the money they lost. Furthermore, increased taxes on imports could lead to the U.S. and Mexico stopping their deal of sharing goods, because if Mexico adds a tariff on their goods, then the U.S. would add tariffs in order to show that the U.S. won't deal with higher tariffs, leading to a back and forth between countries that could lead to less peace between the U.S. and Mexico. Higher imports will be required because Mexico needs to send goods, but if they have to do it past the wall, they have to do it through plane or possibly ship. This price increase would lead to the goods being more in stores that could affect how much consumers buy, leading to a defective effect on the economy due to the border wall being built. In addition, the wall Trump wants to build isn't ideal for the environment and would lead to destruction of animals' homes and damaging the ground. The wall is having to cover a lot of ground that is hard to get over because of mountains or rivers. And if we plan to still create the wall, it would hurt the river's environmental flow as well as hurting the water's natural state. Building a wall near a lot of bighorn sheep's homes that travel from Mexico to Canada, where they go to get water and start their mating season. But with the wall, it prevents their movements up north and could lead them to die and to extinction. This terrible fate also affects the wolves that live near the border and go from one side to the other and search for food and places to make homes. But if a wall is in place, then they can't hunt or continue to find homes. This harm to the environment has gone so big that many scientists from Mexico and the U.S. have signed a form stating that the wall is unreasonable as far as natural life for animals. In conclusion, taxes, increase in imports, and damage of life will be caused if the border is built. If we as people don't vote and rise against the wall Trump wants to build, then we will be risking the way of life for nature as well as ourselves.